All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome to this Christmas episode of Friendlier Daisy Podcast. We've got something a little bit special for you over this Christmas period, Dave.
Jingle balls?
You were going to say that a minute ago and I cut you off.
Yeah, I know. I was like, all about the jingle balls, jingle balls. Special Christmas thing for you guys.
Yeah, so this is a bit, obviously, I was going to say this is pre-recorded. They're all pre-recorded. Who am I trying to kid?
This is pre-recorded.
Pre-recorded. Yeah, it's the same old jokes and japes. However, this is not going to be Daisy-related at all. In fact, we thought we would try our hand at a little bit of a role play.
Okay, I'm not putting that strap on.
This is obviously and greatly influenced by a very, very funny podcast called Dungeons and Daddies, which is a podcast about four dads that get sucked into the Forgotten Realm to go find their kids. And they did a bonus episode, which is actually the same one that we're kind of going to do now. And they put me onto these one-shot adventures by a guy called G. Showit.
G. Showit, what a name.
So if you're interested in doing these kind of one-shot adventures, go to gshowit with a double T dot itch.io. We will put a link in our description where they are. A lot of them are there free of charge, maybe for a little donation.
Ooh.
He's got loads on there. They're really good. But this one is called The Witch is Dead.
Ding dong.
Very Christmassy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's it, right? Should we just crack on?
I think so. I hope you enjoy it, guys.
Hope you what now?
Enjoy it, guys. Hope you enjoy it, guys. Hope you enjoy it, guys. No, I'm joking.
Too much Baileys already, man. Right, how should we start, do you reckon?
Well, should introduce people.
Introduce.
Just say introduce the people, because we got the Dutch person with us today, and he is our special guest, and we call him Wes.
Yeah, I'm really, really, really excited.
Yeah, so we are joined by Wes, and we are joined by Mark, who are coming to help us roleplay the fuck out of this bitch.
And Wes likes gold.
Fuck it up, you mean. I ain't helping shit.
So we've all gone through and we've picked our characters. Now this RPG that we're playing, as I mentioned before, is from G Showit, and it's called The Witch is Dead.
Ding dong.
We all role play a creature of the forest, and we all have a certain amount of skills and a magical power. So What did I roll? I rolled a magpie, and my magical power was an unseen hand. I don't know what that actually means. I guess we'll figure that out if it ever comes to the point that I use it.
I'm a dog.
Woof.
So's your mum.
Lovely. My special power is I conjure up dinner.
Which is perfect for a dog.
For a dog, yeah. Ooh, piece of candy.
Yeah, so I'm a hare and I can spawn light because I like to live in the fucking darkness. And yeah, that's it.
You're really thrilled about doing this.
You know what it is?
Go on.
Yeah, never mind, go on. No, go on.
Come on. Be real with me right now.
No, go on.
No, you go on.
No, I have nothing to say. I'll just play the game.
He's such a little bitch.
Go on, Mark.
I am a cat, and my magical power is I make flames, because everyone, you know, cats are arsehole.
Lamer.
Yeah, you get the
absolute anarchist.
He's a scary black cat.
I feel like that might be like one of the most useful potions that we have, or spells, or whatever.
Yeah, I don't see where my one's going to come in on this. Ooh, piece of candy.
You don't know, man. You don't know what we got in store. So let me talk you through the scenario. Once upon a time, there was a kind and wise, beautiful witch who lived in the forest with her familiars, and her life was peaceful and happy. Until a fucking witch hunter broke into her cottage, dragged her out, and fucking murdered her. And now she's dead. But if you get revenge and kill him and bring his eyes to her corpse, then she'll come back to life. Or so you've heard. Even if it doesn't work, at least he's dead. So, the scene has been set.
That escalated so quickly.
So here's the intro. As the creatures make their regular visit to the witch's house, they notice the door is hanging ajar. The once charming garden of singing tulips is eerily quiet, their petals drooping as if in mourning. The sweet scent of freshly baked honey biscuits, a trademark of Hagatha's, is notably absent. Now, this witch's name is called Hagatha Fitzalwart, by the way.
Oh.
Do you even speak English? What the fuck is this?
Can you all take
you
note
need to
that
speak
Wes...
more clear. I don't understand that fucking British shit.
What the fuck don't you understand?
Wes is pitching a tent because he heard tulips.
I'm trying to keep up.
Wes is like, oh, tulips. I love tulips.
Oh, yeah. Tulips and windmills, yeah?
Yeah, oh, fucking kettles and pots.
The inside of the cottage is a disaster. Furniture is overturned, books and magical trinkets are strewn across the floor, and the cauldron in the centre of the room is tipped over, its contents staining the wooden planks with a vibrant shade of purple. Amid the chaos lies Hagatha Fitzalwart, lifeless on the floor, her green-tinted face frozen in a look of shock. Her beloved hat, adorned with patches and feathers, lies crumbled beside her. On the table, pinned under a dagger with a handle shaped like a snarling wolf, is a note. The handwriting is jagged and cruel. Let this be a warning to all you witches. Your wickedness ends here. Signed, Sir Dudley Scornbottom, Witch Hunter.
He's from Devon?
Yeah, he's West Country.
Oh, nice. That's good to know.
Sir Dudley Scornbottom, sir. Witch Hunter, General Finder, thank you very much.
Lovely.
So that's it. You're in the room. There's a dead witch. And your task is to now go and fuck up the witch hunter and bring his eyes back to the witch. So who was going first? Wes, wasn't it? It was Wes.
Fuck no, it was Mark.
It was Marcus DeLuca.
Oh, sorry. Right, so Mark, you can ask a question or you can do something.
I think I'm going to do something, but I don't know what yet. I am going to have a look around and see if he's dropped anything else.
Oh, okay. So, I tell you what, by the table, you can see a wet patch, not purple from the cauldron, but it's soaked wet. And right next to that, there's a tankard of ale, and which doesn't belong in the house. But it looks like he bought a tankard of ale with him. Nothing else of note.
Well, seeing as I'm a cat, I'm gonna go over and knock it over.
All right. I tell you, I'm not. You know, these things I should try and make you roll for, but. I mean, you're a cat, that's like an immediate, you're definitely doing that. So, fine, you knock it over and nothing happens, but you hear a faint rustling from the corner of the room.
Mm.
Let's go. So once you do an action, by the way, it's the next person's turn.
It's your turn, Wes.
I need visual fucking representation for this shit. I'm gathering pixels right now, okay?
What are you, cross-legged on your fucking PC chair? Like, I need a camera.
No,
for this
I'm
one,
gathering
boys.
Pixels. I need like a visual for this shit.
You are cross-legged. Leaning
I'll make,
forward.
I'll make you cross-legged in a minute.
So,
So,
what were my choices again?
So you can either like ask a question like, hey, can I see this? Can I smell this? Can I, well, I don't know, can I notice, or whatever. You can I do something? Is this a thing or whatever? But then you can also say, all right, I'm going to, I don't know, investigate the dead body or investigate the note or something like that. Or investigate that fucking rustling that was in the corner of the room.
Hmm. What am I going to do? I'm a hare, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I've never heard a hare do that noise before.
you want to see it for the first time? Yeah, I'm gonna investigate that shit.
Investigate what?
That fucking rustling noise in the corner.
The rustling noise. All right. okay.
Bullshit.
So I tell you what. Roll a d10 for me.
Of course.
Okay. You got
fuck.
No. Okay. You got a five. So you rolled a five.
I hate this game. Okay. Go on.
Right, you're out of five. So you walk up to the corner and the rustling doesn't stop, but it gets a little bit louder. But because your fucking clever stat is at zero, you just keep going closer towards it. You know, there's a fucking dead lady in the middle of the room, but you keep going towards this random rustling in the corner. And what you don't notice is that there is actually something in that corner that is trying to get out. And as you're about 2 inches away from whatever this thing that is rustling, out jumps Beryl the squirrel right in front of you, scares the shit out of you. Beryl says, it was him, the awful man. don't know what this voice is. I'm just coming up with it. I'm sorry. The awful man with the big hat and the stupid mustache, and he smells like garlic and regret. Took her out with some dirty tricks, I tell ya.
All right. Dirty trickses. All right. So, as Wes has had his turn, I come in. I'm a fucking dog. I'm the dog. I am going to think about my belly. Right, I'm going to spawn in my dinner and just fucking chow down.
So again, dead lady in the floor, in the middle of the floor. You know, your only human friend taught you magic and shit.
Yeah.
Beryl, the squirrel, has just frightened the life out of Wes.
Yeah.
And you're going true dog fashion and going to spawn in some dinner.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Get that kibble on the floor.
Roll a D10 for me.
D10. Let's go. Yes, I get food, boys.
All right, you have to
fuck you, lad.
When you roll, say I got a 9 or something like that.
I got a nine. It's food for me, boys.
All right, tell me what this food is.
This food, the geezer, it was a steak. A fucking steak there. I fucking chowed on it.
Okay.
I treat it like Kobayashi.
All right. Are you doing? Is that it? Is that your roll
that's,
done?
That's me done, man. I'm hungry, man. Right. I'm done. It's up to the magpie.
Well, I'm going to try and progress this fucking story, and I'm going to talk to the squirrel.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be weird. Someone else has to role play as the squirrel for me now.
Okay.
I'm going to speak to the squirrel. Are you going to do it, Dave?
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right, I'll speak to the squirrel and I'll speak to the squirrel and say, okay, Beryl, what the fuck? What the fuck are you talking about, bro? You say it was him, the big awful man with a big hat and the stupid moustache that smells like garlic and regret. Took her out with some dirty tricks. Who are the fuck you talking about? Our friend's dead here and, you know, we just came to see our friend in the woods like we normally do. This place is fucked and apparently you saw it all happen. So I need you to tell us exactly what the fuck you saw so then we're going to go and enact some fucking revenge for our friend Hagatha.
Well, Hagatha, see? She was caught unawares and fucking this evil man, our first thing I smelled was garlic, and then he started throwing shit around, and then he threw her around. You know, things progressed and fucking progressed, and then boom, she's on the floor, and he's just cracking on drinking his ale and then fucked off.
Where the fuck what did he? Okay, that's a great description of that story, dude. Where did she go? Where did he go?
Well, I don't know because I was so scared. But if I was you, I'd follow the smell of the garlic. The fucking sticky fucker.
Well, I hope someone in our crew has the sense of a bloodhound and can smell that smell of garlic.
Well, that shit's eating.
All right, good stuff.
I'm fucking sweating.
I want to know.
Go on. Well, because Dog has conjured food amongst all of this ruckus, I'm going to waltz over there and cast my my magic spell.
What?
Turn me into a flame?
Yeah.
You're going to burn the dog's dinner?
Yeah.
It's because you're a cat. You're a prick.
He said he had steak. Char-grilled steak.
Okay, all right, roll D10.
Hopefully don't have it, please.
Oh, fuck!
No! Medium well done. It's so well done, it's unbelievable. No.
All right, Wes? Wes is dead.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, man. This is hard. This is fucking difficult. But, what do I do? No, I'm going to smack the cat and I'm going to steal that food that he's fucking eating.
Why are we all turning on each other? This is what grief does to us, bro. Right, okay, so you're going to try and smack the cat?
Yeah, because he's eating my shit. It belonged to me.
What?
So
what?
I'm
not eating. I'm setting the dog's food.
He set it on fire, so I'm put off of it, and I might actually start.
So then I'm
the
putting
garlic.
It out, and then I'm still gonna eat it. It's barbecued now.
Hang on a minute. Aunt Hare's vegetarian.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't give a fuck. Not this one.
Not if you see water ship down. Fuck that shit, man.
It's a fucking dead witch. I can eat whatever the fuck I want.
All right, I'll tell you what. So what are you doing? You're trying to slap the cat?
Yeah, that's number one thing I'm doing.
Right, okay, roll D10.
Mark got slapped.
Okay, so you slap the cat, who is nowhere near this food. Mark's, Dave's still near this food. So what are you going to do? Try and eat this burnt steak?
Yep.
Okay, go on then. D10.
Don't forget, you're a hare going near a dog's dinner.
Oh, I didn't get it.
So you got a 2. As you walk up to the steak, the dog snarls his lip at you with a bigger grrr. You don't give a fuck because you're hard as balls, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you go and take a bite of this steak, not really realizing that it's actually still on fire, and you burn your whiskers on the left side of your face. And now,
oh, that's fucked.
And now you've got no whiskers on half your face. You actually look like battle scars, so it's a good move.
He really has seen watership down.
And in fact, Wes, for that, I'm going to give you one fierce point because you look a little bit meaner.
Shit.
Oh, yeah, he wanted some fierce, didn't he?
Rename him to Scarface.
Yes, Scarface hair, like Bucky O'Hare. Right, I don't fucking like well-done steak. And that hair seems like he wants a bit of it and I can't be into the fight, man. So I remember something to do with this squirrel, Beryl, was talking about finding the guy and follow the garlic. So I'm going to try and smell where the garlic is. So I leave the front door and let's see if I can smell the garlic. Yeah?
Yeah, but what you're going to do is you're going to give me a D10 with your clever. So it'll be D10 plus whatever your clever stat is.
One. Okay, cool. D10 plus one. Okay, let's go. Oh, yeah, boy. I got a 9.
Plus one.
Plus one clever. 10, we're on the fucking yellow brick road, boys and girls.
All right, okay. As you shove your snout into the air, a whiff or a gust of breeze comes through the trees and through the leaves, just almost as if like it was like a scene from fucking Pocahontas. Maybe the witch's spirit is like kind of doing this for you. It was almost mystical, right? And this, yeah. Like a Disney fucking cartoon where you float up into the air and you start sniffing these sniffs and you can tell... You can tell that this garlic smell is coming from down the road towards a town. And as you look over, you can see there's a town in the distance. And you immediately know that that's where the witch hunter, Sir Dudley Scornbottom, is hiding. Okay, so my go, Mr. Magpie. I don't really think there's anything else to do here. I think personally we should just go to that town, right? If Dave's already found out that that's probably where he is. Any contest?
I am in agreement.
Let go.
All right. Well, as a magpie, as the magpie that I am, before we leave, I'm just going to try and steal that dagger that's holding the note, because, like, you know, shiny things. So I am going to roll. What would my thing be there? Clever, fierce, sly, or maybe a sly,
because you don't want any of us to see it.
Yeah, but that dagger might come in handy for later.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to try and steal it. So seven, what am I? D10 plus one. I got an 8.
Oh.
I got an 8. So yeah, I think that's going to be good enough, don't you reckon?
Yeah, it's good enough.
Cool, so I fly up onto this little table. I fucking wiggle it through with my beak. Oh, no, here's the thing. Right, okay, here's the thing. Oh, by the way, you can help each other out, right, with things. So what I'm about to do, I hope one of you try and help me out because it's going to fail. As I wiggle free this dagger, it breaks free from the table. However, I realize it weighs about 8 times my weight. And as it comes stuck from the wooden table, it starts to fall onto the floor and I kind of have to let go with my beak.
Okay.
I don't know. One of you can probably take the dagger.
You could probably put it on my back.
All right. Well, you're going to have to try and catch it, I guess.
Okay. D10?
Yeah.
I know, but anyone can help.
Yeah. You can just help people out. Like, it's fine.
Let me roll a D10, see if I can help you. Roll the 5.
Hang on. With a plus for sly?
I got a 0 sly.
Fuck. Okay, so as you go and grasp it with your mouth, it literally just falls straight through the gap of your teeth and then embeds itself into the wooden floor. And then it's stuck. Then it's stuck in the floor. I mean, whoever's turn it is next can try and take it if you want, or we can just fuck off to the town.
Well, I'm a cat. I don't give a crap.
You don't give a shit about anything.
Let's go to town, man. I got an idea.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
As the team reach the town, they see a sign with the slogan, Stone and Muck, welcome to Grumblefuck. A town... A town built from the ample mining resources conveniently located geographically close by. A few miners gather by a blacksmith's forge, swapping stories and sharpening tools. A pair of children chase each other with wooden swords, giggling, but stop abruptly to gawk at the team of mismatched animals. Near the village inn, a notice board displays faded announcements and a fresh, glaringly bold wanted poster. Wanted, Forest Witches and Their Allies, by order of Sir Dudley Scornbottom.
He's rude.
Yeah, this guy's ruthless, isn't he?
So I've given you a few characters there. I've given you some things to look at, some things to investigate, or, you know, whatever you want to do here. There's a blacksmith's nearby. There's an inn. There's people. There's kids. Think about that. You could literally do... Imagine you're playing the fucking Witcher right now. Do you know what I mean? Skyrim. You know, what are you doing?
I already know what I'm doing. So as we've just observed, there are some kids talking about stories and sharpening tools. I am going to go eavesdrop and see if they can let me know if they've seen this witch hunter.
She says she was 12.
So, oh wait, you mentioned two things. There's people, there are like blacksmiths, or there are miners at the blacksmith sharpening tools and stories, and there's children chasing each other with wooden swords. What one are you going to?
When you said miners, I thought you meant the kids.
What are these, Father Christmas getting young kid elves to work?
It went over my head that this is a mining town. I'm going to go the miners.
Why did you go straight to the kids?
The men miners. Yeah, all right, they're all fucking dwarves, fuck it. It's a town full of dwarves, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to have to... You're trying to be unseen, yeah?
Yeah, so this will be sly.
Yeah. So go on then, guess a roll.
So what's that?
Oh, natural 10. Okay, cool. So...
13 in total.
No, yeah, that's fine. So basically, tell me how it happens and I'll tell you any context.
Okay, so I've snuck up, as a cat does, in the dark, stopped to lick my genitals just because, you know, I don't care.
For fuck's sake.
And I've snuck up to these miners that are sharpening their tools and swapping stories. And one of them is telling a story about how this witch hunter has just come sprinting out of the forest from this house up the hill.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Right, I'll take it from there. Okay, but one of the miners goes, shall I be West Country or should it be a different accent?
Try a different one.
Or anything that's like northern.
Northern? Hey up.
Hey,
you never guess what I saw earlier. I don't know where I'm from. Where am I from? Bolton. Am I from Bolton?
So that you are.
Yeah. All right. Well, you never guess what I saw earlier. Now I'm going West Country again.
Just stick with it.
Yeah. That Witchfinder General. Run out of that forest. Before that, a massive clang, fighting, shouting, screaming. And then he comes running in, and he's run towards the inn over there. I wouldn't blame him if he's just taken out another witch. I'd be wanting a drink and all.
All right. So we're in the town, right?
Yep.
So in the corner of my eye, I see this hooded figure walking towards the inn. And he's looking at the poster at first, right? He's kind of looking suspicious all around, and then enters the inn. But the door closes.
Look, I'm calling it now, guys. If this is fucking Aragorn, if this is Strider.
No, Aragorn.
No, it's not. It's your mum.
The rightful ruler of Gondor.
Can you imagine if Lord of the Rings was in West Country?
West Country. I've never heard of hobbits before.
Hobbitses.
You shall not pass.
Anyway.
Like,
the fucking door closed.
Well, Wes.
We cannot get in.
Wait, what? We can't get into the inn now?
No, we cannot get in. We need to find a way to get in.
So you just fucked it up for us?
I did.
You fucked it up for us by being the DM for a minute.
No, I didn't. No, you said that.
No, I did that. No.
You can do things.
I just said the door closed.
You can interact with things. You can scare people. You can drag things. You can sneak and steal. All of that stuff. You can't fucking tell me how the world works. That's my job.
But I want to do that.
All right. Yeah, all right, this one time. I'm going to let it slide. What are you doing then?
I'm looking around.
So you're investigating, yeah?
Yeah, I'm investigating the inn, like on the outside. It's a small window, and can I see it? Can I see if it's open?
So they're, it's like a normal like tavern inn from like medieval times or whatever.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah, there's loads of windows. So you're, like, we're in the height of summer right now. It's daytime. There's no air conditioning yet. Most of the windows are open.
The leaky cauldron.
It's the prancing pony.
The leaky ball sack.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the leaky cauldron. That's in London, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a Harry Potter one, man.
Yeah, you're in the wrong universe, Mark.
Yeah.
You can like find out stuff about the world for free, but if you want to do something, that costs you your turn.
Well, first I'm going to call you all together, so okay. We all go in.
All right, so we have like a huddle.
Yeah, it's kind of like I'm just yelling for you all to come down there, and then we all enter the building.
And you're calling for us to come creature cuddle you?
Yeah, kind of.
And then what? Like, talk to us.
And then, we try to get into the building.
But what, through one of the windows?
Through one of the open windows, yeah.
All right, so we're each going to need to, like, roll that. In fact, look, Dave, this is a great opportunity for you to step up and try and do something to help out here.
Okay. Well, what I was going to do was I'll wait until my turn, but if you want me to roll to see if we do that.
Well, no, look, this is the point, right? Because Wes hasn't really given a direction on what he wants to do here. So you can say, yeah. Well, I'm a dog. I'm going to see if I can try and open the door because dogs can open doors. Or you can say, I'm going to stand underneath the window and you guys can climb on my back to make it easier. Or you could start barking so someone comes to see what the fuck's going on. Maybe someone comes out of the pub and opens the door again or... You know what I mean? You can literally do anything you want.
Spawns his dinner again.
Don't give him that idea.
No, I'm going to scratch the door. Scratch the door while making crying sounds, you know, like so people feel sorry for me.
Yeah, that would do me, to be fair. All right, do you want to roll to see whether that's successful?
Yeah. And that would be one for clever, and whatever I get now, let's go.
Oh, fucking hell.
Good natural 10, let's go.
All right, I mean, so you tell me exactly what happens then.
A kind guy comes to the door, opens the door.
Is that it?
Starts stroking me under the chin.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, you've hit me. Oh, you've hit me on the spot here, man. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Stop it! Stop!
Oh god!
Oh shit! Off! And I'm now on the floor, and I wanted to stroke my belly. I'm like, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh you've got the spot.
All right,
I think I'm pretty much fucked here, boys. Shit!
Well, whilst he's distracted, guys, we're sneaking in. All right.
Oh yeah,
guys. So what we're gonna do is so obviously we can see Dave fucking. With his legs in the air, getting stroked, his tongue hanging out of his mouth.
Oh my god, this is so nice. This is so fucking lovely. This is, oh, carry on.
And
Oh, that's the spot.
Red Rocket.
The door, the fucking hell, Red Rocket. Door's open, we sneak in. And let's just roll for that. Just make sure as long as no one crit fails, then we will get in. So I got a 6, 7.
7.
Wes. A 6.
Yeah,
as well.
You all got in.
Okay, cool. We all sneak in, and we're inside the thing. But Dave's like behind us, still getting his getting his tummy scratched.
Oh yeah, this is a good one. This one.
All right, let me describe the inside of. So you find yourself inside the Pickaxe and Pint. The Pickaxe and Pint is a rowdy and rugged establishment that smells of ale, sweat, and a faint hint of burnt stew. Its wooden beams are low and uneven, forcing taller patrons to stoop or risk knocking themselves out. Lanterns are swinging precariously from the ceiling, their dim light casting jittery shadows and making everyone look vaguely suspicious. A chalkboard above the bar says, "Today's special, yesterday's stew, no refunds." At a corner table, a very drunk guard in an ill-fitting armour snores loudly into his spilled pint. His helmet tipped over his face, and occasionally he wakes up just enough to slur out, "Oi, no funny business, you hear me? I'm watching ya." But he immediately passes out again. And there's also a barmaid called Gilda. She looks at the forest animals as you walk in, and she eyes you for the first time with suspicion, but then the second time with fear. Mark, is your go, I think.
Well, if I remember correctly, Mr. Wes, the hare, spotted a hooded figure come into here, did he not?
Okay. Oh, I forgot to say that. So, the barmaid, blah, 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 very drunk guard, blah, 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 and a hooded figure sitting in a dark, shadowy corner.
Right then. Well, as a cat, I am going to, again, sneak. I'm going to see if I can get on the beams above him.
Okay.
This cat's like playing with things. I'm going to see if I can knock his hood off so we can get a good look at him.
Oh, that's a fucking good shout, dude. All right, go on then with Sly. Roll D10. Oh. 5 plus 2, 7.
Seven?
Now, let me have a look. Plus 3? You're a mm-hmm. cat. Oh, yeah. Let me see, because I think that is going to be... Oh, that's going to be too much, man. You're not going to do it.
Oh, no.
Difficult or near impossible, I would have put that.
Oh, well, I'm a cat and I don't give a shit. I'm going to try anyway.
No. You've tried too late. So you get up on the beam. That's cool. You're very nimble, agile. You crawl across the beam. That's fine. You get down behind the guy. You swipe your paw at him, but he ends up like grabbing your paw just before you hit his hood. Like a fucking Jackie Chan movie. Oh. He's just like... Like that. He grabs your hand.
Is this guy secretly Mr. Miyagi? Wax on, wax on.
Well, I think Wes is about to tell us who the fuck this guy is, because it's Wes's turn.
Well, I'm looking at the cat, seeing him being grabbed by the paw, but I get distracted, right? So on the table, like on the counter, like a big old bear standing there. Distracted, and I instantly go for the bear.
All right.
So I have no fucking idea what's going on around me. My only focus is on that bear that's standing there. That big almighty goddamn bear, right?
Yep. All right, well, what stat do you want to roll with to see if you get the bear?
Quickness.
Okay, I was hoping you'd say that. Go for it, D10.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a one.
It's a one. It's a crit fail.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping that this beer that's on the side, the cup that it's in or mug, whatever, is made of something shiny. So I really hope you steal it from him.
Hang on.
Well, he ain't got it.
Well, so Wes, you crit failed, dude. So I get to describe exactly how you fail. You see that, you have a look at the cat. You see the cat has just been fucking arrested almost or whatever by this ninja hooded dude. But you see this pint on the bar and your eyes light up like the fucking Wile E. Coyote or Tom and Jerry shit. And because you're super quick, you do like a Scooby-Doo run and then you do a leap and jump through the air and you go straight like head first for this like metal, what are they called? Tankard. This metal tankard. Which you think's full of beer, but actually it's the change cup for tips, and it's got no beer in it, and it weighs a fuck ton, and it does not budge at all. So as your face slams into the side of this metal tankard, you get a huge black eye on the right side of your face. And actually, what side did you lose the whiskers on? Left or right?
He lost left.
Lovely. So you get a huge black eye on the right side of your face and you slump down to the floor again. Everybody just hears like a dunk, takes a quick look up from their drinks and then just gets back to it. And you just gained yourself another fierce point.
I thought he would have lost a fierce point from that.
Nah, he's got a massive black eye and half of his face is burnt. So
shit, I feel like battle he's... scars.
This is fucking Biker Mice from Mars, isn't it? He's fucking...
Yes, my fierce points are going up, but I lost the fight with a fucking tankard.
Yeah, his clever points aren't going up at all. I think you're going to... Yeah, I'm going to take 1 point away from your clever, so you're -1 on clever. So if you do something that I determined to be needing clever, you'll do it at disadvantage.
You.
Right, we never found out what the hooded guy is. Dave, it's your go.
Okay, so, I mean, he got the spot. Like, Geezer got the spot, and now he's gone back down to his... got back down to his chair to carry on drinking his pint and carry on. And I come in and I go, I'm sniffing around. I'm doing a sniff. And I'm trying to sniff whether I can smell the garlic.
All right. Roll.
Let's roll. Ah, fuck.
Got a 2. So you basically can't smell garlic at all. All you can smell is the putrid stench of the stew from yesterday. Today's special, yesterday's stew.
Yuck.
Yeah. Emotional, damn it.
So do you do anything?
I don't particularly feel too good now. I can only smell the stew. It's not great. I'm not happy with the smell. So I go and mop up all the beer that the guard has spilt.
Okay. So you're going over to the guard.
Yeah.
As you go over to the guard rouses briefly, squinting at a strange collection of creatures. His blurry vision makes it hard to tell whether they're real or it's just the ale. Oi, what's that? You some kind of cats? Fancy cats with hats? He snickers drunkenly. Sir Dudley'd love this big old hero up there. Yeah, he's waiting for you. He's waiting for you.
Ooh.
That's it.
Ooh.
All right. So, obviously, I'm with you over here. I'm Mr. Magpie Dude. And I'm attracted to this drunk guard as well. So I'm going to... Obviously, we can't talk to humans. We're animals. There is a spell that lets us talk to humans, but none of us got it. In fact, what was my spell? Unseen Hand, wasn't it?
Unseen hand.
All right. How can I use that?
The hooded man.
Tickle his moustache with your unseen hand.
Yeah, tickle my belly with your unseen hand. I really enjoyed that.
I'm gonna try and rescue Mark. I'm gonna leave the drunk guy for a sec. I'm gonna fly over because I'm a fucking magpie. I'm gonna fly, swoop in behind the hooded guy, hopefully unseen, and I'm gonna cast a spell. So I'm gonna roll to see whether I'm unseen or not. Three.
Oh.
I've got a three. Well, what's my sly? 3 + 1, 4, so that's definitely a fail. So he definitely sees me, but that doesn't matter. I cast my unseen hand, and I kind of do that thing, you know, when you tap someone on the shoulder and they look one way, but you're standing on the other?
Tomfoolery.
Yeah. So as he does that, he feels a tap on his right shoulder, but I'm on his left. He looks over and there's no one there. And then he looks back at me, and basically I'm going to try and peck him in the face. So he lets go of Mark.
Okay. My hero.
Fucking that one.
Never mind.
Someone else can tell me how that completely fails and goes against me.
I'll do that. No, I'll do that, man. Was it it goes to peck him. The guy dodges it and Batman bitch slaps him straight to the floor. Boom.
What's a Batman bitch slap?
You need to be very careful. A Batman. As well.
Oh, he hits you to the floor. He goes, I'm Batman.
All right, so I'm just like fucking lying on the floor in a heap of bird mess.
Yeah, bird men and bat shit. That's freaking...
All right.
Oh, well, has Sir Hooded Man still got hold of my paw?
Yeah, my attempt failed, mate. So he's still got you.
Well, in that case, then, I am going to attempt my magic spell and set his cloak aflame.
Go on then, roll.
Good effort, man.
Eight. Yep. So, yeah, clearly that works. You clearly absolutely set his, his hood on fire?
Cloak.
His whole cloak. Okay, so as the fire starts to spread up his shoulders, you can feel the hot sensation, and he goes to investigate it, sees that his shoulders are on fire, instantly lets go of you and starts like dousing himself with his hands, realizing that's not going to work. He grabs his tankard and just pours it all over his head, which puts him out. But you're free, so you're good. Now, do you want to investigate something or speak to someone, interrogate or whatever? You know what I mean? You've got all those things in that image that you can do. But you can also think of other things you want
to
do.
Now that I'm free, I'm going to go over to Gilda.
Okay.
Gilda?
Yep.
And question her on why she looked terrified when we walked in.
All right, so as a reminder, you can't talk to humans, but...
Oh, crap, yeah, I'm a cat.
So you go up to this... Yeah, you go up to Gilda and start fucking meowing at her. All right? Gilda stares at the cat in bemusement with her hands on her hips.
Well, don't you... I don't know, what voice can I do? Hey, sugar.
Oh, she's going to be a Southern Belle. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, sugar. Well, don't you look lost. What is this? Some kind of traveling circus? Or did I drink too much stew wine again?
She waves her hand dismissively, clearly uninterested in the presence of you, Mark.
Unless you got some coin or opposable thumbs to pay me with, then you can get.
As the barmaid looks around, she can see an unconscious fucking rabbit on the bottom, on the floor of the bar. And she sweeps it up with like a dustpan and brush and dumps it into the stew. Now, that might seem harsh, but Wes has had to dip out, so we had to write him out of the story somehow.
At least the stew's going to taste a bit better now anyway. Half burnt rabbit.
Well, at least it's fresh. Yeah, it's fresh. It's fresh meat.
Yeah. Looks like meat's back on the menu, boys.
So you can need to find a creative way to communicate, or maybe like point or mime actions somehow. I don't know. But you can communicate in other ways, just not by talking.
I picked up on something the guard said.
Oh, okay, yeah.
After I started licking up his beer, he said he's waiting for us. Oh, up there.
Yeah. Yeah, so you kind of, I guess, put thing two and two together and realise that from the poster outside that said forest witches and their familiars,
yeah,
the witch finder kind of knows about you. He's been waiting for you all this time. This is one of the roles that I had to roll before we started. One of the things, like a twist in the story, and it turns out that he's waiting for you, basically. He knows that you're coming, and apparently so does this guard. He knows that they know that you know that they're coming, and I guess now you guys know that as well.
Yeah, so I picked up on that, and I take a little look out the window, and I try to figure out what he meant by up there. Now, in this town, it's very similar to if we were in a town, and it was VMC, and VMC okay. Hill had a big house on it.
Right.
That was where it is. Now, there's a big house on this hill, and there's nothing around. So I'm like, he's up there.
So you're thinking he's in a house up on a hill?
Yeah, in this town.
Okay.
Now, I want to come up with a plan, but my stomach is so empty. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cast a spell and conjure my dinner.
All right, roll.
Let's have a go. I clicked it.
Yeah. It's come up on the bottom right. I don't know why the die hasn't shown, but you got a 7.
It's shown for me.
It hasn't shown for me. Okay, rolled a 7. So, looks like I'm getting dinner, boys.
All right, what's your dinner this time? Actually, no, I'm going to tell you, because you didn't get a fucking decent score. I'm going to tell you. So, as the plate spawns in front of you with a little poof, then... Mark, by the way, I'm totally stealing that and editing that out as if I've come up with it myself.
Yeah. That's fine.
He sounded it.
It's editor's prerogative. A brownish goop appears on this plate, that kind of bubbly and steam's coming off of it. And as it swirls round, you can just see a little white rabbit foot floating around in a circle. And you realise that it's today's special, yesterday's stew, with a hint of Wes.
Yummy.
And it's written on the board is fierce hair stew.
Fighting hair. Put hairs on your chest, that will.
Well, that's me chowing down. I'm a dog.
All right, Mark. No, wait, me.
Me, you, Magpie.
Where am I? Oh, yeah, so I was on the floor, right? So I picked myself up from the floor. I got Batman bitch slapped, yeah. I picked myself up, and I am going to go investigate Hilda because, this is basically... I'm going to investigate Hilda because I know that that's the way to progress this story. So I'm going to get her attention by using my magic again, by tapping her on the shoulder. So I'm going to fly up onto the bar and she notices me and I'm going to tap her on the shoulder. And with a... And with a 9, that is successful. So it taps her on the shoulder. She looks and there's no one there. So she looks back at me. And then I'm going to try and tap her on the other shoulder. A 6, okay, that would be a pass, so 6 and above. That taps her on the shoulder again. And then she looks even more confused and she's staring at me like even more intently. And then I'm going to like knock on the... I'm going to tap... Oh no, I'm going to try and move. That's what I do. I'm going to try and move the coin pot, right? I'm going to try and move the coin pot with my unseen hand thing. But this is probably going to require an 8 or above. Now, what are my stats? 8 or above, I'm going to need a... What do you reckon? A sly or a clever?
Clever.
Clever.
Clever. All right, that's a +2. So I'm going to need an 8 or above, or a 6 and above, so +2. Come on.
7.
Right, so I do it, so I get a 9. So I convincingly... move this pot of money, and she—I think she realizes that it's actually us doing it. As I'm staring her in the eyes, and Mark's staring her in the eyes, and Gilda's like, "Oh shit, these must be the magical fucking beasts from the witch's forest. Maybe that's who the Witchfinder General is after."
Yeah.
Oh, that was you, the magic folk from the woods. Was that witch your friend? The big mustache guy with the big ego and reeks of garlic. He's looking for you. Yeah. I guess I could probably help you out with that, but you got to help me first. What do you think?
So what do we think, guys?
I think we need details for...
I would like to help out. I'm going to do as much as I can to help that bitch out.
Right, problem is, we can't communicate.
Well, let's... okay, so let's get in a creature huddle, right? A creature cuddle. So we get in a creature cuddle. We all put our heads together. And as we're talking, like, I lift my head out of the creature cuddle, just look at her for a sec. And then I put my head back in into the creature cuddle as we carry on whispering to each other, like... Pss, 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 pss. And then we stop to look at her. Pss, 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 pss. Right. And then we all stand in a line in front of this bar and we look at her. And we all of us, like, do an animal version of whatever a shrug is. Like, we go...
I don't know.
And Gilda says, okay, I get it. You're hesitant. Let me tell you. You see that drunk guard over there? He's been scaring away my Patreons. That's a plug. Friendly Patreon is out now. You half price Patreon discount and you can get these episodes ad-free. He's been scaring away my Patreons. You get him out of here and I'll let you into the Witch Hunter's plan.
Wow.
So we got to get that guard out of the bar, and then Gilda will help us.
Okay, well, it's
your turn,
isn't it? So, in that case then, I am going to jump back out the window the way we came.
Okay.
And again, I'm going to use my spell.
Okay.
And I'm going to set his little guard shack on fire.
Oh, okay, all right, go on, roll.
Watch me fail miserably.
Yeah.
10.
No!
Yeah, that all thing's right. A light.
So that thing is ablaze, but tell me how it happens.
So, as I've snuck out the window, this guard hut is literally just on the other side of the street, like on like a little corner, like a little old police spot. But obviously we're in ancient times, so.
It looks like a TARDIS, but not blue.
Yeah, it's brown, crooked, and smelly.
Like one of them toilets on DayZ.
Yeah.
So, in that case then, as I've snuck up to it, there's like crap and debris and a bit of hay. And I've set that on fire. And as it goes up in flames, everyone can just smell this aroma of shit.
Really putting me off my stew.
I think it'll make the stew a bit better.
So as that happens, there's a large commotion outside. The blacksmiths from the shop there run over to see how this shitbox just set alight. The kids are screaming. They were playing with their swords, but one of them set their sword on fire and is running around in a circle. The other one's just screaming at the top of his head. And the guard does poke his head up. He goes, actually, what accent did he have? Was it? Oh,
West
it was,
Country.
No, he went West Country. He was
Northern.
He was like Cockney, wasn't he? He's like, wait, what's that? Yeah. What's that noise? Oh, just fanging some local commotion. I'll get to it when I finish my drink, I guess. Oh, fuck it. Gilda. Gilda, have a fucking beer, love, will ya? Yep. And as he raises his head to go and have a look at Gilda, he sees the glow, like glowing onto the side of Gilda's face, the fire that is coming through the window, or like the glow of the fire, not the actual fire. And he's like, Gilda, you look absolutely fucking radiant, love. And Gilda goes, think that might be yours? The drunk guard just goes, what the fuck are you doing about it? Turns around, has a look out the window. He's like, my fucking hat! My heart's on fire! So he runs outside, basically straight away, and then screaming that his hut's on fire, tries to calm people down. He obviously has been drinking very heavily and starts to take a big old wee to try and put it out. Anyway, he's out of the shop. So I guess we all go up to the bar again to Gilda and we say, well, we don't say anything. I guess we make our little noises or whatever. Dog barks and cats meow and I go tweet. And I tweet her, right? So at Gilda, barmaid, real.
Give us the info.
Yeah.
Just Morse code her in tweets.
She goes, well, I guess that's kind of what I asked for. Okay, so if you really are who I think you are, which I think you are, that means you are the creatures from the forest and friends of that witch. And we all nod. We go, yeah. Well.
Yes.
Reggie?
Like Zoink Scoob.
If you're looking to get revenge on the witch hunter, well, he is upstairs in this inn. He has several guards with him, and he is waiting for you. I'm not sure on the details. I was warned not to go up there, but hell, that's where he is. Good luck, fellas.
Well, I can see two scenarios. Me being outside of how we can do this.
Okay, Mark, you said you had a couple of ideas. Go for it.
Yeah, well, since I'm outside watching my glorious work burn, I can see that upstairs there is a window. And
okay,
maybe in my head I'm thinking Mr. Magpie can fly up to that window.
Oh, that's a really good idea. Okay. Dave, what do you want to do? As you know, Mark, so you've investigated something. Do you want to do anything or you can skip?
I'm going to skip.
Okay. Dave, investigate or whatever you want to do.
Well, if we've come up with a plan that there's a window open upstairs, I'm going to get in position, go up the stairs and get in position outside the door to see whether we can DP them, double team them.
Okay, right. So we get them from both sides, yeah?
Yeah, so I'll get myself in position upstairs.
Rainbow Six Siege.
We're gonna see how this plays out. So as Dave ascends the creaky stairs of the Pickaxe and Pint Tavern, each step groaning loudly under your weight, the air grows thick with a pungent smell of garlic and stale wine. At the top of the stairs, the door to Sir Dudley Scornbottom's room is slightly ajar, flickering candlelight spilling into the dark hallway. I am going to go and join Mark outside, and I too notice the open window upstairs. In fact, I'm going to roll to see whether it's open or not.
Yeah, all I said, there was a window.
I'm going to roll to see if that window is open.
Oh!
The window is not open! So I fly back inside and say, Mark, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? Fly back inside and I fly up the stairs, not making any noise because I'm a bird, and I land on Dave's back, like a scene out of Watership Down.
Oh, yeah, boy.
As this story unfolds, the one thing I'm questioning is, why are the stairs creaking under Dave's weight? The poor man's starving. He hasn't eaten anything this
entire time. No, I ate plenty of hair.
Oh, you ate that, did you? Okay.
Yeah, I ate that. I just baited that.
He's got fucking kuru.
Not the same species. Fine, mate.
Oh, yeah, true.
Right. Okay, so we're all in our... Mark, you're still outside. Dave, you're on the stairs with me on your back. Mark, go first.
Okay then. How do I play this? Because cats are nimble, but also I'm an arsehole.
Yes, in boots.
I've had an idea for a cat.
Go on then, voice it.
Think cat burglar, claws.
On the window.
Yeah.
Then the wall.
I weren't thinking that at all. I'm just thinking that I'm just this petrified cat clinging onto the side of the building.
Puss in boots.
Right, so if you like try and climb up this like, I don't know, a drain pipe or try and climb up the fascia, I'm telling you, that's going to be pretty difficult. It'll take your slyness and I reckon you'll need a six. No, I don't know. You'll need an eight in total to be able to make that success.
Right, so this is my attempt to climb the fucking wall, is it?
If you want, or you can come join us inside and then we're all attacking from the door and we're not DPing like Dave wanted.
No, you know what? I'm going to go with it because cats are arseholes.
Hey, you got 9 lives, bro. It doesn't matter if it fails.
Gotta roll for how many lives I lose.
Yeah, okay.
Right, so this is my attempt. Let's roll. 5 and my slides 3, so...
8. What? You Eight. Just about get it, dude. You just about it. Get it. Right, okay, so you climb up the side of this tavern. You know, you slip every now and then, but you know, you got this. And you find yourself level with the window that Sir Dudley Scornbottom is in.
Right.
What do you do? I feel like, Dave, it's okay if Mark has another go here because he's in a precarious position.
Yeah, he's got to do it, man. He's got to do it.
I am just going to meow the shit out the window because I'm currently hanging onto this windowsill with two claws.
So you've got up there and now you're just crying.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you don't... Yeah. What are you looking to achieve, though?
Distraction tactics to get them away from the door.
All right, so there's... There's two guards and the witch hunter in there. And you want to roll to see whether you distract them?
Yes, that is exactly what I plan.
All right. If you get a 6, you distract 1. If you get a 7, you distract 2. If you get an 8, you distract all 3.
Okay, so... Yep, okay, I'll roll. What's this for? Is this for...
Actually, let's do... It would be a clever multiplier, which you don't have any of, so...
Shit. Okay, I'll just roll then.
Yeah.
6.
So you distract one of the guards, and he comes to the window, and he looks at you, and he opens the window. What the fuck? Firstly, why is that shitbox on fire? Secondly, I've just realised I'm doing my own voice. Apparently this is me as a guard. Why is that shitbox on fire? Secondly, why the fuck is there a cat just on the side of this two-story building? The fuck? Grabs you by the scruff and then just like holds you up just above his face. So you're kind of, yeah, you're kind of in the room right now, kind of in the window a little bit. And he's just scruffed you, holding you up, trying to inspect you. Dave, you'll go.
Dave shouts, light his shitbox up like the shitbox you just lit up. Use your special spell, sir.
So the guards inside just hear a...
Right. And then I reply, shit, they can't hear my humour.
And they hear... Dave, roll for me to see what that does.
1. Mark cannot hear me through the door.
No, so basically they hear the barking and the door was slightly ajar, but they've just shut it because you're being too noisy. So there goes our way in. Okay, right, so the window's open now, right?
Yeah, the window's open.
Because he's got the cat, the right, okay.
There. He's got the cat, it puts some boots in his hand.
Door's closed, window's open. Oh, no, I know what I can do. I was going to fly around, but I'm going to use my spell and knock on the door.
Ah.
I got 8. So we get a... Hey, I knew someone had to do it.
Just let everything on my desk fly.
My flashlights fell over and they're leaking everywhere.
Now that's a fire pussy.
Knock on the door. One guard's got Mark. The other guard comes to answer the door, right? He answers the door and he's like, hello? Pulls it open. And as soon as he pulls it open, I'm going to fly straight through. I'm going to just go like in between his legs kind of thing through the gap in the door. I'm just going to roll to see whether that works.
All right, Maverick, calm down.
5. Oh, wait, plus a sly. What's my sly? 1, 6. Just about. Okay, cool. So I'm inside the room. Dave, the door is open. Mark, it is your go.
Well, since no one else could understand Dave telling them to light my shitbox on fire like I lit their shitbox on fire, I am going to, again, use my magic spell.
I really should have put a fucking stat on how many times we can use our magic.
And I'm gonna light my shitbox on fire.
You're gonna light your own shitbox on fire?
Yeah, to get the guard to drop me.
Wait, okay. So you're gonna light your own ass on fire to get the guard to drop you, yeah?
Yeah. I'm a magic cat. Fire's not gonna hurt me.
I don't know how to do this. Just roll. Let's see what happens.
3.
Okay. So I'm gonna say that you are... No, I'll tell you what. So what happens is you squeeze really tight and to do your magic power, you go... And all that happens is kind of like a little fart. And out comes a little puff of black smoke out of your booty hole. And this guard sees that. And he's like, what the fuck? And then he just like throws you against the wall. And yeah, you're kind of a bit injured now. You've got like maybe a limp on your back paw.
I can now get into the room as the door is open. Yep. And I come in to see the absolute disarray and a very foul-smelling garlic man.
What I should now tell you, now that we're all inside. Inside, Sir Dudley Scornbottom, the self-proclaimed witch hunter, slouches on a high-backed chair, his legs sprawled out in a manner that screams drunken arrogance. His ridiculous moustache is drooping, half-slicked with wine, and his armour is askew, the straps clearly loosened for comfort. A bottle of cheap red wine dangles precariously from one hand, whilst the other one grips the hilt of his sword, which he occasionally just swings lazily in the air.
So,
he slurs, noticing the creatures have stumbled in.
The little forest creatures have come for some revenge, have they? Let me tell you, you lot are no match for Sir Dudley. Scorn button.
He attempts to stand, but he immediately stumbles forward, nearly toppling over before catching himself on the edge of the table.
Ooh.
Your move, Dave.
Still my turn?
Yep.
As I notice him falling, I will jump on his back and help him on his way.
Okay, do a roll.
Let's see if I roll on any...
You hoping that he unsheathes the sword?
Oh, you motherfucker, nearly a 10. It's a 2.
Nearly a 10, only 8 away. It's a 2.
It's next to each other on the die, you fool.
Okay, so as you run towards him and you're about to jump, the guard that opened the door kind of like just spins round and grabs you by the tail and gives it a good old yank, and you go,
oh, that's not the yank I expected.
Yeah, and then you slump to the floor. I am in the room. I've obviously seen all of this happen. I am going to... Mark, you're okay now. You're let go. So the guy's got hold of Dave's tail. I'm going to fly feet first at the guard that's got Dave's tail. I'm going to fly at his face.
Mm-hmm. Five.
Oh, but that plus fierce. It's got to be that fierce. Plus fierce.
Yeah.
You got one, fierce one, so you got six.
So I fly at his face and I just do like a few scratches. Nothing crazy. He lets go with one hand, but not the other. So he's got Dave... with one hand now. So, Dave, if you roll, I'd say anything above a 6, you'll get free.
Okay, let's have a go.
It's Mark's go.
Okay.
But you can keep that roll for later because that's a good one.
Yeah.
You're injured against the wall now. You got a bit of a limp against the wall. So anything you do, maybe like with jumping or sprinting, I'll probably give you a disadvantage.
Okay. Well, just to play into that then, I'm going to attempt... to jump at the guard that's got Dave's tail.
Okay. Okay, so you're going to get disadvantage. Click on the D10 twice. So it says 2D10 in the middle.
I've got a 10.
And another one.
3.
Okay, so because you've done it with disadvantage, I told you. If you do something with jumping, I'm going to do you disadvantage, bro.
That's fine.
So, okay, as you run and jump at this guard... you feel your leg give way, and basically, instead of going at him with claws first, you go at him with like the side of your body first. So you end up just basically body slamming his shin, which obviously is no match for a fully grown West Country folk man. He's hardy, and you just slump to his foot.
I've lost a quick point, basically, is what you're telling me.
Dave?
This one guy's got my hand, so I try and double back on myself and try and bite the guard's hand.
Yeah, oh, he's got you by everything in a minute,
isn't he? Didn't you?
I got the 8. Yeah, I got the 8.
That's lucky because you just rolled a fucking natty 1, bro.
Oh, no. Hello.
So, okay, yeah, you got an 8. Okay, plus fierce, I'd say. So, what's that for dog?
Dog, that
3.
Is 3.
Yeah.
All right, so you got 11, mate. So, I'll tell you what, you spin round.
I spin round.
You bite down on his hand, and you bite down on his hand so much that. When you let go, you realize that you've got 3 of his fingers in your mouth and you spit them out. He is then reeling in pain and runs out of the door down to the bar, and he's gone. He's out of the fight. You beat him up.
Victory! He tries to flip you the bird, but realizes you haven't got no fucking fingers.
Yeah.
Ah, he's gone.
You took his index, middle and ring finger, so he's only got a finger and a thumb. So he can still do that emoji, call me, so he can still get all the girls.
Yeah. I noticed now there's only 2 adversaries in the room.
Yeah, but you've done your action, so you're done.
Yeah,
you
got rid of that
guy. We've all had a go now, so I'm going to roll for the guys, roll for the other people.
Scornbottom.
So Scornbottom's going to go first. He's going to roll a D10.
This has just turned into a turn-based RPG.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. So he's done a D6. He's got... 3 moves. 1, 2, 3. He's got 3 moves. He's going to use a move called garlic grenades. And he has a pouch full of small garlic bulbs that he throws at creatures, hoping to disorientate them with an overpowering smell. It might cause temporary loss of coordination or impose a disadvantage on roll. So he throws the garlic grenade and he's going to throw it at Dave because he's the biggest target. He does, actually, I'm going to do it with disadvantage because he's drunk and he's trying to throw something. Okay, so he got a 6 as a disadvantage. So he does do it. He throws it at you. And all you can smell is garlic that's putting you off, Dave. So the next roll you have, if it's still in that location where that garlic grenade was thrown at you, then it's gonna be a disadvantage.
Yeah.
And the other guy, let's see what the guard does. Guard's got no special moves, so I'm just gonna make him do something.
Oh, whatever he does well.
Holy fuck, he did a natty 10. Right, this this guard swipes his sword at me because I'm the closest to him. I don't know why. Am I? I would be.
No, yeah. I'm laying at his feet, aren't I?
No,
I...
that one ran away.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right, so I'm the closest to him. He basically swings his sword down at me and chops one of my wings off.
Damn.
He fucked me up.
Since I've been injured on the wall, and now I've just body slammed this other guy who's now run away,
yeah,
I've used up one of my lives. I'm now reinvigorated.
Oh, okay. So you're like Dr. Fucking Who?
I've got 8 lives left. Who was number 8? Who was the 8th Doctor again?
Oh, you're going to have to do it backwards. Oh, the 8th Doctor. Fuck those.
Yeah. Oh, anyway. Fuck it. Anyway, I'm reinvigorated and I'm going to go like proper Hong Kong fooey Tomcat, this guy. I've just taken on a new persona as this cat with this new life.
Okay. So you're gonna attack this guard?
Yeah.
All right. Roll
4.
Okay.
Don't forget, I'm a cat
plus fierce.
5.
Okay, that's not enough, dude. So nope. As you run up to this guard, you start scratching at his legs, but then you quickly realize he's got armor on his legs, so they're literally just doing nothing and. Except for making, like, small scratch marks.
Ching, ching, ching. Ching, ching, ching.
Dave?
My turn. Right. As I'm in a plume of garlic fucking odour and I'm disorientated, I can't really see where the any of my adversaries are. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do, like, a spin-a-rooney, but with both of my front paws to see if I can hit someone.
Essentially, though, do you just smoke
it? And I'm putting, I don't know whether Andy wants to interject, but if I get over a certain number, I hit the enemy. If I hit under a certain number, I disorientate one of my own team.
Oh, okay. Let's do that. Let's do a roll of 10 to see whether you hit anybody,
yeah.
And then we'll do another roll to see whether it's one of us or one of them.
Oh, okay. Let's go. 3 plus fierce is 6.
Okay, so yeah, you hit somebody. And then can you see the very first die is a d4, yeah. Right? So we'll do odds is you hit us, evens is you hit them.
2. Yay!
Yeah, odds you hit us, evens you hit them. So you do. Yeah. You what one do you want to hit?
Right, let's roll. So I'm going to roll odds I hit Garlic Man.
Okay.
And evens I hit Guard.
Okay, go. Garlic Man.
Odds. Garlic Man.
All right, so you do your spin-a-rooney like fucking Sonic the Hedgehog. You're winding up, like Tasmanian Devil. And you basically hit Scornbottom on the back, which kind of unbalances him a bit. He's still on his feet. He's still got his sword in his hand, and he's just a bit, whoa, wobbly boy.
Yeah, wobbly boys.
All right, I'm fucked on the floor, and... I've only got fucking one wing now, which is annoying because half of my shit is flying. So I'm going to use my magic power and I can see that Scornbottom's a little bit wobbly and I'm going to use my power to push him over the edge. Is it with my unseen hand? Is that my thing? Yeah.
Yeah, unseen hand. Use it to push him.
I thought you were going to try and use your little unseen hand to spawn a little hand and try.
Oh, he's done it.
Oh, he's hitting.
With what? Plus what? Plus... Sly, I guess. Well, it doesn't matter, any of my stats.
Don't matter.
Right. Sly,
so I get
one.
Like a 10. So I absolutely push him over and he hits the floor and he's fucking out cold. He's still alive, but he's out cold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get his eyes, Mark.
He's going to skip his turn. The guard now has his turn. 5. Okay, so he's got Mark on the bottom of his feet, and he tries to like get him off, but he can't really get him off very well, so he flings Mark off of his foot, but he flings him off like into the center of the room. Mark doesn't hit anything, doesn't take damage.
Well, that's good. And it's Mark's turn.
He's fallen on the floor, hasn't he?
He's Uncon on the floor. I don't know how long he's going to spend Uncon.
So, I want to attack him, but I've got to get past this other guard, haven't I?
There's only one guard in the room.
Yeah, he's flinged you in the middle of the room.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, do I try and finish off Mr. Mustache, fucking witch hunter guy, and try and take all the glory, or do I get my shit kicked by this guard that I've got to get past?
I don't think you have to get past a guard.
Yeah, the guard's in the middle of the room.
Yeah, the guard is by the window. You're in the middle of the room.
Ah, okay then. I'm going to try and tag team him with Dave. So I'm going to try and jump on Dave's back.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Go on then, roll.
And see if we can both get...
Oh. Okay. You are such a bad cat.
I am Garfield, mate. I am a fat bastard.
So as you try and jump on Dave's back, basically you completely miss and you end up rolling out of the room and tumbling down the stairs. And again, you have a limp. You've got you've got 4 broken legs.
I am not Puss in Boots, mate.
However, you can regenerate and come back again, clearly, but you lose a life.
Yeah.
Well, that's another life gone. I'm a lucky cat, damn.
Right, so my turn. I've noticed Mark has tried to jump on my back and clearly missed. And I'm like, what the fuck? Did I just see that shit happen? And I notice old Garlic Man's on the floor. So I'm like... Right, let's try and fucking jump on him to try and finish him.
Yeah.
So let's see if that happens.
Hang on. How exactly do you want to kill him? You want to jump on him to kill him?
I want to jump on him and rip out his voice box, like his throat.
Whoa, okay.
I'm free on the fierce, guys. This has got to go for us.
This is definitely a fierce thing. Okay, go.
Ready? 6 plus 3.
6 plus 3, 9. 3 is a 9. Okay, so... You jump on him and you start to attack him and you scratch up his chin, his throat, his face, the works, right? But he starts to come to because that's a lot of trauma, right? And you don't do quite enough to finish him off. He is fucked beyond belief. And I think one more successful attack... Just a hint on how much health he has left. One more successful attack would kill him. But at the moment, he's currently just bleeding to death. So yeah, very, very successful attack. He is going to be at a disadvantage for anything he wants to do in future. Luckily, it's his go now.
No, it's not yours.
You're right. Okay.
Plus, I thought he felt cold still.
No, he come to when I just done this to him. The trauma woke him up. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm like fucking... But I guess like you're standing on top of him, right?
Yeah.
But he's awake. I'm going to go like in between your legs, underneath your balls, because you haven't been neutered. So I'm going to go underneath your balls. I can't fly anywhere, so I'm just hopping along. And I hop along his chest. And I just look at him and I go straight over his face and I go to simply just peck out one of his eyes whilst he's still alive.
Please tell me you can roll to see what odds you have that you're trying to get to him and you knock yourself out on Dave's bollocks.
Well, if I get a natty one, then that is what's going to be happening.
Andy. Oh, you got to use your fierce for that, didn't you?
What is it? That is definitely a fierce thing because I'm pissed, bro.
One,
so you got 9. So I got a 9. So this basically finishes him off. I peck one of his eyeballs out and I've got his eye stuck on the end of my beak. We do need both of his eyes, though. So now it is the guard's turn. I can't believe we beat the boss like so easy. That was so quick.
Yeah.
It felt like it took forever. Then again, I've been launched around this room how many times?
I got garlic up my snout.
I'm missing a wing. We are not in good shape, let's be fair. I mean, fucking Wes is in your tummy as well, so.
Yeah. The band's all still here.
Right, the guard gets a two. So he sees Dave has just gone absolutely mental on his boss. Dave's got blood dripping all down his little doggy beard. The bird's got a fucking eyeball on the end of his nose. The cat is like, he can just hear it screaming downstairs. Natty too. He goes to think about attacking you, and he's like, fuck this, I'm out, and just leaves the room. He quits, bro. He's not even doing that.
I don't like this guy anyway.
However, so he goes to leave the room.
Nice.
He has not left the room yet, just saying. So, Mark, your go.
Well, given I'm down the stairs,
the guard is going to head your way.
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to do what I did at the beginning when we entered the tavern. I'm going to try and climb on the beams, cross beams. What are they called?
You've got four broken legs.
Oh, I've got four broken legs. I didn't know that.
You got a natty one. You fucked up.
Oh, damn, I did. Shit. Okay, then. Well, I'm just going to try and burn the place down.
Right, just when all else
even
fails.
Even that woman helped us.
I'm an arsonist.
That woman helped us, and then Mark's like, fuck you.
Fuck you, you cooked my friend, you bitch.
All right.
You scooped him up with a dustpan and brush.
If that's what you want to do, bro, then you do it.
I'm going to spontaneously combust and see what happens. I've got a measly one.
Genius, man. You fucked up.
I feel like I need to lose a clever point for that.
I think he might just burn himself so he has to come back.
So basically, all that happens is that you try to set the place alight, you snap your little broken paws together, and you just self-combust. You go up in a ball of flames, but like pretty slowly and very painfully, and then you are dead.
I've just imagined the sound of my legs while they're broken, trying to clap them together.
Oh, yeah, and that's why it fucked up, because all your bones are broken. You didn't get to do the magic properly. Okay, so now, I guess you die.
Yeah.
Can we kill you? I don't want to kill you.
No, because he's got 9 lives, isn't he? So he's down to 7 now.
Sod it. I'm out for a turn.
Okay, cool. So you're bald with no hair. You're just a naked cat. You're like a fucking mole. And you're
like
at the bottom
Voldemort
of the stairs.
Coming back.
I am like this Siamese cat Voldemort fucking mesh.
Yeah. I've heard this commotion downstairs and I'm just like, fuck. And he's got old fucking garlic balls, his fucking eyeball and his fucking beak. I'm like, we need to get the other eyeball. So let's see if I can. I go to bite his eyeball out.
You have to be like proper, like precise for that.
8 plus my 3 fierce, I have got 11. That's as precise as I can be.
All right, I'll tell you what then. So you basically put your jaw, your lower jaw is on one side of his nose and your upper jaw is on like the other side, like in his temple. And you just take a fucking chunk out of his head. So you've got his eyeball, yes. But you've also got like some skull, brain matter or whatever, all in your mouth.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And that's it. Yeah, so we've got both the eyeballs. So I guess we kind of just need to leave now.
Yeah, but you remember, your beak is fucked. He's a fucking baby Voldemort cat.
Question is, I've just remembered about the beginning of all of this. Given all of our injuries... Oh, no, you don't have any injuries, do you, Dave?
No, I'm fucking lording it.
Ah, okay, but how are we going to get both eyeballs back to this witch?
Well, Andy can't fly, and he's on my back at the... Oh, he's on near me at the moment,
That's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to jump onto your back and say that, with a fucking eyeball in my mouth,
hey, Dave, we need to go back to the witch. We've got both eyeballs now, so we're going to just need to go, and if we can resurrect her, she can maybe fix my fucking wing.
I'm on your back, and yeah, so we go downstairs, I guess. We go downstairs and we see Gilda kind of nursing Mark with a suspect looking dirty brown rag, wiping him down his fucking first degree burns and his bald ass.
Where's the hair?
She's wiping him down with a hair skin rag, and it looks fairly new. Basically, we that's where we're at. We're at the bottom of the stairs now. The witch hunter's dead, and Hilda says, Oh shit! What was her voice? Hey, hey, doll. Hey, oh, see,
yeah, she's Southern American.
I'm a Southern male. Okay. Well, didn't you boys cause such a ruckus? All I heard up there sounded like, well, it sounded like cats and dogs. A bull in a china shop, you might say. Well, is this your little friend? He's been in the wars. What you gonna do about him, boys?
Wow.
I'm gonna give him a bowl of jambalaya.
Mark, what are you doing?
I am just gonna look at you guys like, thanks. You went and got the eyeballs, and you didn't come down the stairs to help. In fact, actually, where did this guard just vanish to? Did he get out, or?
Oh, he must have. Yeah, he must have gone past you whilst you were fucking dead downstairs. Because
chipped past you, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck him. He don't want enough. No part to do with this.
I am going to just tell you that the guard that bolted past me isn't getting very far, because as he's walked out of the tavern, he's got to the doorway, and he's just like throwing up from the smell of the burning guard shit.
The putrid stench after what he's just seen, a dog ripping out his boss's throat. Then he comes downstairs to see a naked mole rat that's got first degree burns, plus the smell of yesterday's stew as today's special with fresh hair, and then walks outside just to have the burning stench of a townsfolk diarrhea up his nostrils. He has had enough. He's gonna go live in the woods like a fucking hermit. He wants nothing to do with that town anymore. What was it, Gobblefuck or something? Town,
yeah,
Gobblefuck. He is done. He is not a guard anymore. Fuck the king. Fuck the witch hunter. He's out.
Yeah, I just thought I'd, you know, that because apparently my plan worked.
But we stole all the boss XP because you weren't there. We got all the boss XP.
That's fine. I was doing the side quests, mate. The optional to take out the guard.
Well, I got Andy on my back and I've got an eyeball in my mouth. Well, skull and eyeball in my mouth, and I'm dripping with blood. I need to get out of here. So as I go down the stairs, I suggest that Mark gets on my back. So let's see if Mark gets on my back.
Okay, Mark, well, you're going to have to roll, but with a disadvantage.
That's fine.
Six or above.
Well, how's he got a disadvantage? Because he's now a new cat.
I'm still healing.
It's not his turn yet.
All right, yeah.
So I'll roll and see if I even get a chance to do it.
He's just rolling in your turn.
Seven,
nice. Yes.
Okay, cool. So even though your limbs are still broken, they are fixed enough as you try and regenerate. They are fixed enough that you can kind of just scramble onto Dave's back. So
I'm just going to cling to dear life to your swinging bollocks, man.
Dave's got cum in his back.
So you want to hang on to his fucking bollocks?
Well, it was
that wasn't the option. It's not his turn. No. I didn't.
Oh, well, I attempted to get on your back and I rolled a 5.
No, you didn't. You rolled a 7.
I rolled a 7. That was the lowest. 9, 7, lowest one.
I thought I was doing it with a disadvantage, so I thought I lost off that point as well. Sorry.
All right, so you scramble onto Dave's back, even though your bones are still broken. They're healed enough through your rejuvenation that you can kind of still use your limbs to a bit. You get on his back and we travel back towards the forest to present the eyeballs to the dead witch in her house. We make it back to the house and it looks exactly the same as we left it. Nothing else really changed apart from Beryl has brought her family along and they're all wearing like black veils to mourn the death of the witch. The flowers outside have started to die and everything just kind of looks a little greyer, you know, it's less
wilted.
Yeah, everything's just a little less vibrant. So you make your way inside to the house and you present the eyeballs to the witch. Dave, you place one in her hand, and I put the other eyeball in the witch's hand, and we are going to roll to see what happens.
I really hope she doesn't put that hair back together while he's still in your stomach, Dave. Otherwise, this ain't going to end very, very well.
All my friends join me. It comes out of me.
Just recreates Ace Ventura when he climbs out the rhino's arse.
Yeah.
We are going to have 4 possible outcomes and is going to depend on what we roll. Right. So if we have a 9 or a 10, we will have a perfect resurrection. If we have a 5, 6, 7, or an 8, we will have a botched resurrection. And if we have something lower than that, we will have something else. And there is also a tragic failure. So let's give it a roll.
8.
8. Oh, what did I say that was going to be?
Complication.
Yeah, it was going to
be. Yeah, you said botched. 6, 7, 8 is a complication.
Botched resurrection. So, as the eyeballs are placed into the witch's hands, spell starts to take place, and we realize that this wasn't just hearsay, it was true. If we brought the eyeballs back to the witch, she would resurrect and live again. A mystical aura starts spinning around the room, and pages start flying. Glass breaks. Chairs move, the door slams. As the wind rushes through the door, the curtains are flying. The witch animates. She sits up, bolt upright, her face to the ceiling, with light spewing from her mouth, lighting the whole room. A deafening noise fills the area. A scream, and then silence. The witch falls to the ground, motionless, still, dead. She raises her head. She looks at the animals. A magpie with one wing. A dog, well, seemingly unharmed somehow. And a naked cat with no fur and some slightly crooked legs.
You
saved me.
You saved me. My lovely creatures. I knew you would save me.
But wait, what is this? She looks at the gash on her arm and she tries to heal herself with her magic powers as she's used to. She heals her arm and nothing happens. So as the witch slowly stands up, her stiff, uncoordinated movements clearly more undead than living, she stares around with her head lolling at different angles and she opens her mouth only to produce a sound akin to gurgling. Rather than her sharp, commanding voice,
what?
She finally manages, her voice in a bizarre, guttural version of its old self.
Why do I feel like I've just woken up from a nap that's lasted forever?
She turns her head sharply, and the motion, clearly uncomfortable, snaps her neck. And she's just crooked as a neck. Why do I crave brains. And basically she's a zombie witch now.
Zombie witch.
That's it. So well done, you resurrected her. She's pretty much, she could do it. Don't worry, it's all cool. She could do all the things that she used to do. She can cast spells and stuff and, you know, make jokes.
She's just gonna need brains to survive.
She just requires brains now. So I think like that's mission accomplished, man.
Yeah. Question I've got is now, are we gonna have to keep going out to bring her back brains? Like we did with the eyeballs. And you know what really fucked her up? It was because I had brain matter on the eyeball. Oh. I put into her hand.
Oh, that's what she does. As she looks down at her hand, she sees the eyeball and the brains and just fucking
Kobayashi.
Oh my god, brilliant. Well, I guess that's that done. What can we do? We're just fucking forest creatures, man. First thing I'm going to try and get her to do is fix my wing. You know what I mean?
And but that was your preview of the scrapped prequel to Wicked.
Wicked. Well, I mean, that's going to be the end of this episode. I don't really know where to go from there. We killed the bastard. We set some shit on fire and ended up saving her, I think.
Yeah, I'm just one lucky dog, you know.
If anything, I'd say we've made it worse because now we've started a zombie apocalypse.
Medieval DayZ we've started.
Oh my god.
We are the start of it.
How mental would that be? That would be sick.
Yeah.
A medieval DayZ.
Yeah, like fully med, not like in Gorka or whatever. I mean like in like castles and shit.
Yeah. You know like the undead Red Dead Redemption, but an undead chivalry too.
Yeah. Oh my God, Dave. There's got to be a zombie mod for
fucking
chivalry
mod.
2.
Yeah, there's got to be. There is another game that's like chivalry 2, but better, Andy. It's like, it has a weird name. I can't remember. Yeah, Mordhau. Yeah, that's
not
the one.
It's not better. Go fuck yourself.
It's not. Oh, isn't it? I don't know. Someone said it might be.
That DayZ version, everyone's running around with swords and chainmail armor, and then just one fucker rolls out with an LAR saying, "Parry this, you filthy casual."
And on that note, Merry friggin' Christmas. Hope you enjoyed this episode. We have got a new one coming up. I think we're just probably going to post these through the 2 weeks that we're not doing episodes, Dave. Think we're going to take a couple of weeks off?
Yeah, I think so. Even if we have to split this into part one, part two.
Yeah, I'm going to have a look. I'll do the math. And if I have to record part one over, then I will do. But there we go. So thank you very much for listening to another episode, kind of unusual episode, of Friendlier DayZ Podcast.
Yeah, he's been Andy.
I've been Dave.
And that guy's been Mark.
Hi.
And the other guy is Wes.
They're your credits. And until next time.
Ciao for now.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.